Hey, and welcome to Nothing Ventured with me, Arish Shah. Today on our quickfire, we have Chris Mansfield, co-founder at Good Course, a mobile-first micro-learning platform. Let's just jump straight into it. I'd love to hear a little bit about your personal background and the genesis of Good Course.
Yeah, of course. So I started my career for my sins in banking and then quickly realized that wasn't quite for me. So joined the startup world about 5 years back at early stage venture Tessian just before they raised from Sequoia. I went through a serious round of scaling, which was very exciting, if a fairly intense period of work. But Genesis for Good Course. So I used to work focused in B2B sales and product management, and actually a previous venture-backed startup, met my co-founder Omar, and during a pivoting exercise we were going through there whilst COVID hit, we were really in a discovery phase with lots of different corporations around how best to support and enable their employees, but found this consistent challenge with how you engage people in today's distraction-rich world. You think about how, as consumers, we're now used to the likes of TikTok, Instagram, super short-form engaging ways to consume content. The workplace has been left far behind. The way we deliver training, content engagement is incredibly laborious, long-form, uninspiring, and essentially ineffective. So the genesis of Good Course really was around the discovery and validation of this problem, which is that we need to find a much better way to enable companies to reach, engage, and train their employees.
Amazing. And so what stage are you at currently as a company?
Yeah, so we kind of launched, depends what version of launch you talk about, but we launched in earnest kind of V1 about 18 months ago, and shortly after had Concept Ventures and a range of good angels and other investors join our pre-seed round late 2021. We're now at a stage of kind of scale mode in our core initial sector of higher education, so universities being the kind of business customer. And we're at an earlier stage in kind of corporate professional services markets, but very much kind of like V4 of our platform and technology and in scale mode as opposed to pre-product.
Amazing. And how much have you raised to date?
Yeah, so raised to date, including we just got into Y Combinator, so we're in the W23
Congrats.
Batch, but starting to date now, thank you, takes us to a little over $1.3 million.
Amazing. And if you had to choose, who would you have as your dream cap table?
Dream cap table. Beyond, of course, the amazing investors that comprise our existing cap table.
Of course, yeah.
So, I mean, dream cap table for us, we've really enjoyed the input of some of the amazing operators and founders on our current cap tables. So some of the folks who've built some of the best edtech businesses out there could be certainly great strategic additions. And then also beyond that, given our ambition to scale in the US, I said we're speaking with a few different funds at the moment, but some of the big names in Silicon Valley could be obviously great partners for the next several years for us as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much.